This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. The wedding industry, like many industries, were badly hit, not only for married couples, but everything and everyone that supports the wedding industry. In Malaysia, it was valued at $7 billion last year. And looking at ways to revive the industry, we have Nikah Satu, which is a wedding-focused platform that provides digital wedding solutions, wedding financing solutions, and the created one-stop wedding e-commerce, serving particularly the Malaysian and Singapore market. Since it was launched back in 2018, the platform has attracted close to 3 million visitors from across the region. I'm here with Rushdi Razif, Business Development Director and co-founder. So tell me what happened when good morning. Tell me what happened when the MCO was announced and the impact to the wedding industry and your business.
Well, for us, I think because we're a bit more on the digital wedding solutions part, and I guess during PKP, we started to build a lot of solutions specifically for compliance for PKP and everything. So I think a lot of other vendors were suffering. A lot of vendors from the wedding industry specifically did close down as well. But I think for us, we kind of managed to pull through. We still did about, within March and April, monthly, we still made like six figures, revenue still.
Okay.
So I think it's just about the business model that we are in is a bit more different.
Right.
So I guess vendors in general are a bit more single categories. And for us, we kind of serve like multi-categories. And a lot of the solutions that we do are actually on a digital platform.
Right. So, okay, very interesting. So you're saying that you're still doing all right. So, and you provide digital wedding solutions. So what was the business, what people were still getting married digitally? What was it? Where were the revenues coming from?
So I guess we kind of shift. You know, everyone's banks were giving like moratorium. We kind of did the same thing, you know, kind of getting bookings upfront in advance and like stretching it to about 24 months. So because like the business model for weddings is people pay everything in installments, you know, upfront and before the wedding itself. So I guess, so from there, what we did is where we provided a lot of flexible solutions, you know, to cater towards that current time frame. But also, I guess, in general, it's a bit of a different type of industry where people still are very hopeful despite the pandemic.
Right.
People are still trying to get, you know, married. So even like after like Dato' Ismail Sabri announced relaxing the policies, like a lot of the orders came like spiked up and everything was very urgent. And right now, I think PKP in general has kind of made the business a bit more appealing because a lot of the solutions that we have is very, very suited towards the current scenario. For example, the digital wedding solutions, which is the digital invite, has everything there from like waiting to the location. People can actually give like money gifts, like ampau strip from the digital invite. You've got like RSVP by slots, you know. And, you know, we have like a live streaming straight from the digital invite itself. So people that's going for, you know, nikah, that's especially in Selangor, where you can only do it at the mosque and all the pejabat kadi. So you have like relatives from Kedah and, you know, from other states able to actually be part of the entire experience. So I think for us, we've always, in any scenarios, not to say we're happy with the PKP, but then again, in any scenarios, it provides us with like new opportunities, and we're always looking towards gap in the market.
Very interesting that, you know, like you would have started this in 2018 and then, you know, digitally, and it came in so handy, right? I mean, this year. So when you talk about looking at what Nikah Satu does as well, the wedding financing solution, so you're encouraging people, yes, rather than that lump sum, which happens and it shocks everybody's system, you actually have a easy payment in a way.
Yeah, so I think I guess the three pillars of our site is where we have the digital wedding solutions, and the middle part is where, you know, the end part is actually, of course, the monetization process where we monetize from all the other categories that we sell, purely e-commerce, right? But the middle part is where we provide like financing solutions where they have like the money gift solutions straight from digital invite. So they're spreading out their digital invite, and you have like guests, you know, contributing towards that, so it helps them in terms of expenses. And then what we also have something called like a sponsor pengantin, because it's really common in this culture, in this region's culture, where like uncles, aunties are actually sponsoring certain categories. So what we do is where we just streamline that into one single page for the bride and groom, and there's some sort of like a GoFundMe type of page,
right.
And all the other product listings are there. And the product listings are actually our product, so it kind of actually helps us to actually generate revenue from there as well.
Okay, so I mean, and this was thought of way back. I mean, this is very handy. So when you take me back to when you guys actually thought about this whole idea and it actually happening, and what were you thinking of when you guys wanted to start this business?
This has started off between me and the founder of Card Lawar, which is Naimran, my partner.
Mm-hmm.
So he had like a traditional card type of business for weddings, very printing services and all that.
Yep.
So when I was when we started that conversation, so it was more of me, because my background's in investment. I did private equity, I did venture capital. So from there, I was just giving up pro bono type of advisory. So I met Naimran. So like if you look at the wedding, if you look at wedding invitations itself, there's some sort of a gross acquisition element towards it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So because you're especially the Malay market, because you're the attendees are like in the thousands.
Mm.
So an average Malay wedding has about probably 1K attendees.
Mm.
So from there, what we did is where like the invitations are being sent out to, you know, thousands of people across different states. You know, you got relatives. If you're having your wedding in Selangor, but you have like you're sending out to relatives to Kedah. So what we did is where we digitalize it to a digital invite. So we use that as a gross acquisition tool. So we use the concept of where customers are actually acquiring new customers for us.
Right.
So it has been very organic.
Mm-hmm.
Before the investment round that we actually did, and everything has been bootstrapped. So if you look at our traffic itself from the platform, we have a total of about between 1st January 2019 and middle of this year, which is just 18 months, we have about 2.2 million, you know, traffic visitors, and that is done organically. So I think that growth acquisition element in their model has worked so far.
Mm.
And so that's where we kind of use that to acquire the market really fast.
Right.
We get the industry to spread out to us. So, you know, from the customer side to even the industry players, everyone's kind of flooding it out to us.
Mm.
And then we reroute that back to where we make revenue from all the other categories. And,
right.
you know, wedding itself, as you know, are very high ticket items.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, like, we kind of survive on really high transaction value.
Right. And I don't think anyone else is doing what you're doing at the moment, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you look at the region, even, like, if you talk about pure e-commerce, wedding business model, I think the only one in probably in Asia is actually Hunliji in China that raised close to about $300 million.
Right.
But because the reason why it's really hard to do e-commerce for wedding is where each category, one is where it's a bit of a different type of commerce where, you know, brides, is the first time they're getting married, they're very anxious, you know, but second is very high ticket, so people don't usually spend that amount of money on just, you know, like commerce.
Right.
So I guess that's why it's been a bit hard for other platforms to kind of do it. And we kind of do it differently as well. We don't do every category at once. We kind of research and very slowly kind of onboard one category at a time because it's a different type of journey.
Right.
So the traditional type of like wedding platform has always been like, you know, directories, which is a bit more simpler. It's a very classified style of model. But when you try to lock in like e-commerce for wedding, it's one, it's very different journey for different categories, but second is where it's very localized by different towns, right? So if you have like a plum in, which is quite high in assets, like if you want to go to Penang, you kind of need to have like a vendor specifically for there. So it's very localized towards specifically towns to towns.
Right. Oh, the intricacies of a wedding. Huh? All right. I'm here. And I guess like the focus very much is on Malay weddings.
Well, so for us, like the focus is actually on the Nusantara market. So we kind of, so for us, like we have, since we launched the platform, you know, late 2017, we've had like customers in all states in Malaysia as well as Singapore. But so in any market that you go to, like industries, it's all about hitting the majority of the market, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we do have customers coming from different other races, but then again, that single marketing message is always geared towards that Malay market. So but for us, it's more of a the Nusantara market because right. it's high in volume in the first place.
Right. Here with Rushdie Razif from Nika Satu talking about their wedding focus platform. We'll talk about their campaign, which is hashtag Raikan Cinta Wira Kita. After this, stay tuned. Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. We're talking about weddings. I'm here with Rushdie Razif. And of course, Rushdie Razif is from Nika Satu, Business Development Director and Co-Founder. They are a wedding-focused platform that provides digital wedding solutions. And of course, the wedding industry has been affected. But not so much for them because they had strategies online. But what's also interesting, Rushdie, is that you have this campaign, hashtag Raikan Cinta Wira Kita. Tell us about this campaign.
So I think the campaign itself is very close to me. So why like frontliners? Like specifically because I think I'm a husband of a frontliner. My wife is the doctor at Sungai Buloh itself. She was part of the COVID task force. So I kind of experienced that whole when COVID was at its peak. She was working like day in, day out. You know, so I kind of felt the entire impact for that. So I think that's where it kind of began. So for us, frontliners, they've kind of given that, sacrifice their time, they risk their lives, and also their family members. So I think this is the time when it's slightly more relaxed, and even weddings are being allowed to do, right? But I guess frontliners in general, they don't actually have time. So that's why we provide the entire wedding solutions that helps them manage in terms of the wedding process without actually being physically there. You know, they don't require taking leaves to actually do purchases. And we have like specifically like PKT type of solutions to actually help people spread this out without actually physically distributing things. But for us, we're helping frontliners in two ways. One is actually in terms of actually saving time, but also like saving their expenses. So we're giving out like items that are 300 plus ringgit worth and additional vouchers and all that to actually help them in terms of time as well as in terms of cost as well.
So they can basically, when you talk about them having a wedding, these are for the frontliners, and so it's a special package. How's that work? I know there's also a funding page.
Yeah, so for us, the first phase is where we're giving out free products for them. We're giving out like 100 pieces of cards.
Okay.
We're giving out like money gifts and all the other certain other categories that we're giving out for free for them. But I think the second part is where we kind of me and Imran, when we were discussing like how we can actually really bring this campaign out, is where we wanted to have like the public's participation as well. So the second phase would be where, like I mentioned just now, we have like the sponsored pengantin page, right? So after this, where you can actually every rakyat in their local district can actually assist finance their local hero. So you can actually search if you're in Malacca, you can search Malacca, and then certain roles where you type in police or like doctors, and then you can actually see your local wiras, and that's where you can actually help in terms of their wedding expenses as well.
Right. Okay. So the other thing as well, I wanted to check, what have you learned about yourself as an entrepreneur during this period?
So during this period, I guess it gives us that behavior of actually being resilient, right? So I think if you survive through it, I mean, there's two different type of environment. There's economic downturns, and then what's worse than an economic downturn is actually a pandemic where you can't even actually run businesses, right? So the PKP, I mean, the entire pandemic kind of actually taught us to how to actually react quickly to tough situations, and how we can actually look at what are gap in opportunities, right? So because I think in any case, like people will still spend, people will still, contribute towards the economy. But then again, it's just how you're able to actually capture the market, right? So it has actually taught us a lot of ways to think really creatively, always looking towards, what are gaps in the market and kind of actually constantly pushing towards that and trying to kind of think differently from what other players are actually thinking about.
Mm. Okay, and do you employ people?
Yes, we do. So we have about staff strength of about around 40 plus.
Mm.
And I'm actually the only one that's actually from Klang Valley.
Right.
So so I think me and Imran has always been focusing towards where we kind of want to build the entire Silicon Valley-ish type of mm-hmm. talent that is outside of the first tier city. So we have like, we're actually, our HQ is based out in Kuantan.
Oh.
So by then we have like staff across like Terengganu, you know, Kuantan and Johor. And like I mentioned, like I'm the only one that's
right.
actually from Klang Valley itself. So I think we're sticking to that, and I think it has had a lot of results in that. So I think because those tier two cities, there isn't any companies that is very tech enabled and they're really, really hungry.
Right.
So from there, that formula kind of works. So we're kind of focusing all the talents actually based out in these type of cities.
Interesting.
Our content manager is actually from that handles our social media. It's actually based out in Kuala Terengganu.
Right. It's an interesting strategy. You're providing employment outside the Klang Valley, and you're digital anyway, right?
Yeah.
So do you guys ever get to meet, like, you know, once a quarter or something like that? Has everybody gotten together?
Once a year. Like,
right.
But yeah, so I guess we use a lot of project management tool and
mm-hmm.
and everything's being and everyone works remotely. But then again, how we manage employees and projects is where we run tickets.
Mm.
So everything's run digitally in terms of actually instructions and actually tasks as well.
All right. So and basically, yeah. There were no pay cuts, or you didn't have to let anybody go during this period.
I mean, it's the same with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Although, like, we still made like 6 figures monthly revenue, but it was still a slice down from our normal revenue.
Right.
So we didn't let people go, but then again, we kind of had a pause on it. But then
right.
again, right after, I think in May, we started to not to say rehire, but then again, unpause that employment.
Right.
So everyone that was on pause for a while kind of resumed back.
Operations.
To work. Yeah. So everyone kind of balik kampung.
Okay.
During that time and
They were already in kampung. Did you pivot into other industries during this period other than the wedding industry in terms of looking at business ideas?
No.
No?
So we've always been, from day one, we've been wedding focused, and right now, even during PKP, we are very wedding focused, but there's a lot of, I think previously, we've kind of, different investors that we've met kind of say, like, we want you to be a bit more multi-industry in that way.
Mm.
But then for us, like, it's good to be focused and actually own the market. And for us, like, the market's large enough.
Mm.
Like, Malaysia itself is like 7 billion in terms of transaction value annually.
Mm.
So it's enough for us
right.
to actually just, you know.
Right. And now that we can have live weddings again, do you think, do you see things slowly going back to normal, or it won't happen till we get the vaccine?
So right now, actually, people are already running like 500 packs, 800 packs type of wedding already. So I think it's a bit back to normal. But then again, I guess it's being stretched out. But people are, there's you know, like where you see like there's waiting lines in Jayagosa during PKP, now you see like lines during weddings as well. So wedding organizers are a bit more strict on this part. But then again, it's still, in terms of number of packs, it's actually back to normal as well.
Right. Such an interesting conversation we've had, and also insights into the wedding industry. I'm here with Rushdie Razif, a business development director and co-founder of Nika Satu. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.